Good morning, everyone. So today's scripture is a wonderful one, and Miss Elizabeth and I did not coordinate our messages, so I'm not going to take away her thunder, and I'm not even going to read the whole scripture. But in this scripture, I imagine Jesus coming back to his disciples, much like a mentor or a parent can come back to us and say, "How many times do I have to tell you guys this again and again and again?" So here are the three points I want you to listen for in the scripture today. This is what I feel like Jesus is saying. I'm going to tell you this again because you're just not getting it. So he says, "Peace be with you." So sometimes when we go over to someone's house for dinner, we like to take things to give them, right? We take a dish to share, or we take something to give them for, you know, for them hosting us. So I imagine Jesus saying, one of the gifts I'm trying to give you is peace. And Miss Elizabeth just said, you know, explained our passing of the peace. So Jesus says to us over and over again, "Peace be with you. My peace I give to you." So that's the first thing. He gives us peace, and if he's giving it to us, he wants us to take it and accept it. The second thing I see him giving us, he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Well, that was an especially big gift then, because Jesus had been with them, but then he left them, and I imagine them being in a panic. You know, what are we going to do without you, Jesus? We don't know how to do all these things. So he left the gift of his Spirit, and he leaves that with us as well. And lastly, in the very last line, he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Well, that is the definition of faith, one of my most favorite words in all of my spiritual life. Kinsey's middle name is actually faith, because that's such an important word to Dan and I. So he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." And that's where our faith plays a major part in our life. We have to believe in things and trust in things that we can't always see. And you will find that more and more as you grow older. So just remember that. So Jesus gives us peace, the Holy Spirit, and faith. And if you have those things in life, add in some love, and you're going to be just great. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you give us, and we are sorry that sometimes we are so boneheaded that you have to tell us more than once. But thank you for your gifts of peace and the Holy Spirit, and we pray that our relationship with you will be that which grows our faith stronger and stronger. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.